Hi, hello. Welcome to the Self Love Club. I really need to make like an intro or something cool, but you know, we'll get there eventually. It's all good. Okay. So I really need to figure out this intro thing here, guys. I think I'm very deeply awkward, and trying to just jump right into a podcast is awkward. I feel like I'm supposed to have some like big like bam bam cha-pow, cool music, and then like a little fade where it's like, welcome to the Self-Love Club. So if anybody has any ideas, I would really appreciate if you sent it in to me. But nonetheless, here we are. So it's fall time, and I finally took my kids to a pumpkin patch for the first time in my whole life. Guys, I've never been to a pumpkin patch to actually like enjoy it. It was always just for work. And we bought all of these pumpkins that are like so ugly. I don't know what it is about me as a human being, but I see something that's like warty or like discolored, and I just want it. It's like literally they are the freak shows of the pumpkin patch. They're so funny and they're so cute. But now I have all of these pumpkins out on my front yard, and I like can't figure out how to organize them at all. So I just have this like strewn about ugly collection of pumpkins on my front yard, and it's absolutely hilarious. And that's literally all that I have to like tell you guys about my week, is I bought a shit ton of super ugly pumpkins, and I don't know how to like decorate a landscape. Send me inside of a house and I can decorate anything, but outside it's just this sad collection of these sad green and black pumpkins and spiky, weird, bumpy gourds. And this one pumpkin literally just has warts all over it. But yeah, that's it. That's all I have. So this week, I'm going to kind of talk to you guys about a few things. We're going to start with self-care, and then we're going to move on to some manifestation, and then we're going to talk about how many shit. So buckle in. Those are the three main topics for today. So the reason I want to talk to you guys about self-care is because I listened to a podcast the other day that talked about self-care. Excuse me. And it literally blew and boggled my fucking mind to the point where I was like, oh, other people need to know about this. So listen to other podcasts about it too, but also listen to mine. Anyways, it's taking me back to, I suck at actually taking care of myself. I like really suck at it. Some of the things that I do every day are like a shower and I brush my teeth, and that's like it. That's literally it, guys. I shower and I brush my teeth, and I put on leggings and a t-shirt, and then I go to work, and then I be a mom, and then I go to sleep, and then I wake up and I do it again. And some days I don't shower, but I still brush my teeth, and that's it. Like, self-care has been for the last couple of years more of like a survival thing for me, and so much less of like, loving myself enough to treat myself kindly. And so I think I have already kind of mentioned this in the previous episode, but I don't really care. I think we all need the reminder anyways, constantly. Something that she had said in the podcast that I'm referencing, which is called Unfuck Your Brain, and I talk about it constantly, was about how being gentle with yourself is like this radical concept to people, because we don't think about it, you know? And she mentioned it on a day where, like, this is weird to tell you guys, but I hadn't showered that day and I had like shit to do. So I like real quick hit my inner thighs with a baby wipe because I was sweaty, you know? And I mean like real quick, like whoop, whoop, time to go put some pants on. And I stopped right after I did it. And I was like, okay, stop this. I have 25 minutes. I can take like a whore shower where you don't wash your hair. You know, I don't know if you guys call them that too. But yeah, so I hopped in real quick and I showered my body, and then I like dried off and got dressed. And I mean, it was like a 2-minute thing. It was the quickest shower in the world. One of those like real quick, get your pits and like, you know, your dips, and that was it. And I felt way better for the rest of the day. And then in the podcast episode, she had mentioned how we don't slow down and take care of ourselves ever. because we don't see ourselves as worth it. And it fucked me up, guys, because I was like, oh my God, that literally, that's me right now, today, 4 minutes ago, before I left to get in the car to listen to this shit. You are fucking with my brain, Kara. Like, it was wild. So it kind of got me thinking about ways that, like, I do self-care for myself, and also ways that, like, I teach other people to do self-care. So I am a boudoir photographer, and if you're listening to this, you probably know that. That's probably where you found me. And boudoir is, like, awesome. It's really cool. But boudoir isn't, like, a magical cure, unfortunately. I fucking wish, guys. Listen, I fucking wish that I could just be like, come do this photo shoot and you'll never be sad and you'll never hate yourself again. I literally, guys, listen, I wouldn't even charge for it. I would go around giving that shit for free to everyone. It would be amazing, and it would just, oh, that would be so cool, right? Like, what do you mean? But it's not, you know, a boudoir photo shoot is this awesome step in, like, recognizing your body as so much more than just, like, what you see it as. Because if you're like me, I see my body naked very rarely. And it's like, when I'm fresh out of the shower looking like a naked mole rat. And it's when I'm, like, walking into the bathroom to check and see if my stomach looks skinnier in the mornings. I fucking hate that that's a part of my routine, and I have been working on changing that, but I'm sure a lot of us do that. And that's, like, that's the comfort level that I have with my naked body. And so that's why boudoir is awesome, because you get to see yourself as this, like, amazing creature for, like, how you actually are. But all of this to say, it's a step, you know, it's just a step on this self-love journey, which is a really good step, though. Don't get me wrong. I super encourage it, guys, especially if you're already on your self-love journey. It's an amazing, like, marker to me, if that makes sense. If it doesn't, that's okay. I promise you, boudoir is amazing, but so is self-love in so many other ways. So some ways that, like, I have come to realize I can show myself love are eating. So that will be my first little thing that we'll talk about today. What the fuck do you eat in a day, girl? Like, tell me, sit me down and tell me what you eat in a day. Do you have kids? Because if you have kids, I am willing to bet money that one part of your, like, your food to your body is when you, like, eat those chicken nuggets as you're, like, cleaning up your kids' fucking mess. Do you eat your toddler's leftovers? Because I eat my fucking toddler's leftovers. Like, yeah, girl, I don't need a whole ass lunch. I will just eat 3 sad, half-eaten dinosaur chicken nuggets, and I will call it a day. Thank you so much, Queen Waverly, for feeding me that. Like, fuck my life. Who does that? That's not how you treat the people that you love, right? So something that I've been trying to do is I try to sit down and make myself, like, a lunch, and I like to, like, sit there and, like, not scroll Facebook and, like, actually just, like, have a cute little moment. Sometimes I'll, like, bop to some music, you know? And it's cool because you don't have to eat slowly. You can literally take, like, 5 minutes out of your day to just eat some food and just kind of chill. And that's been a really good thing for me. Another thing has been, like, showering, which is, I talk about showering all the time, guys. Listen, I love a good shower. So we have this big bougie bathtub at the house. Like, she big bougie. She got that, like, jacuzzi shit going on. I have one of those little, like, those little standy thingies that you put in between the, you know, the bath thingies. Wow. God, descriptions. Okay. I have one of those, like, shelfy things for a bathtub, right? That you can, like, put a book on and a cup of water, wine, or whatever. And I love it. So I probably take a bath, like, once every 2 weeks because I'm an adult and I don't ever have time to exist outside of, like, 12 seconds of my day. So I used to kind of think, like, oh, baths are a great form of self-care. And then it kind of dawned on me recently that, like, if I take a bath once every 2 weeks and I know that that's all I can do, then, like, what is the difference in this bath and just glorified alone time? Like, what's the difference in taking the bath and laying in bed later than I should? You know, like, yeah, that's a little self-carry, but also for me personally, it's kind of just, like, a really good way to be depressed without showing the traditional signs, you know? Like, sitting in a bathtub for an hour and scrolling Facebook isn't actually loving myself. It's just kind of chilling in a bathtub for an hour scrolling Facebook. So I'm not telling you to not take baths because baths are wonderful, but I am saying maybe read a book instead because that's what I've been trying to do. And it's fucking rad, dude. I haven't read a book since I was in like high school, and I've read 2 in the last month. And don't get me wrong, guys. Some of y'all are like avid readers and you literally just scoffed at me. Like, first off, this bitch hasn't read a book in how long? But listen, I had babies really early and I had a lot of drugs to do, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. And two books in a month. I know some of you guys are like, what? I read 2 books in a week. Like, yes, girl, read your books. Just let me have my moment. Okay. Listen, we're working on self-care. We're getting there. So, other ways that I have been like working on this is I have like a skincare routine and I like to go really slow about it. So I like to take my time and I tell myself I'm giving myself a facial every day or at least every other day. So I start with the wash and then I rinse it off and I'm like real extra about it now, guys. I like pat myself with this little towel and like only specific towels because they're really soft for my skin. They're also from Aldi, by the way, these little towels are. So it's whatever. And then, you know, I moisturize and I do all the steps. I have like a 6-step skincare routine or something. I got all of this stuff from my esthetician friend and she was like, do this. And I was like, thank you, Brie. But I follow it now and it's been, like I said, every day or every other day for a while. And I take my sweet ass time and every single day my skin thanks me and it's fucking awesome, guys. It's like actually putting myself first and putting like a value on myself and putting like a, you know, God, words are hard. It's like putting an investment into myself in the form of time and energy. And like, I mean, the skincare stuff, it's not super cheap, but it's also not like I'm not spending like $5,000 about that skincare or anything. But it's definitely making myself feel like I'm worthy of something because a lot of times, guys, I don't feel that way. You know, I think we all struggle with that too. I think that it's so easy to get in our fucking heads that like, we are here to work and raise children, or if you don't have children, you are here to work and clean your house and take care of your cat and fucking feed the fish and sweep the floors and work more and scroll Facebook and exist in this only like certain world that we created for ourselves. Whatever it is, we all have these thoughts that go through our head and they're just not the truth, you know? So I think today like would be a really good day to challenge yourself to kind of evaluate. You know, I'm not telling you guys to do anything radical. I'm not telling you to go take a luxury bubble bath every day. I'm asking you, honestly, how can you take 5 to 10 minutes throughout your whole entire 24 hours of a fucking day and treat yourself like a person that you love? So I'm going to give you guys a few ideas outside of what I've already mentioned that would just be easy. So go wash your sheets. When's the last time you did that? If you are depressed, you may have been going for a while, you know? And then I'm going to suggest watering your plants. And if you don't have a plant to water, go buy one. Girl, go get like something cheap. Pothos are like $10. Just do it and love them and like, take time to treat yourself in the morning to silence and calmness while you water your plants. Sit down and eat lunch, whether it's by yourself or not. If you struggle with food on Sundays, which is what I do, and so listen to me, on Sunday, go grocery shopping and meal prep your food for the week. Have it so that you can just pop food in the microwave if you're going to stop at the drive-thru anyways. But then also on the flip side, the next time you catch yourself in a McDonald's drive-thru, don't shame yourself for it. Just fucking roll with it, dude. You're hungry and you're eating food. Don't overcomplicate it because you have it in your head that you're less desirable because of the food you're ingesting. And then just, you know, when you catch yourself saying like, you dumb bitch to yourself, stop and correct yourself. Like, challenge yourself to recognize these thoughts in your head, because self-care, it's cool when it's radicalized, and it's cool when it's expensive, and it's cool when it's this big bougie boudoir shoot that you've been like super hyped for. And I'm not saying that's not it. You know, girl, listen, I love a massage. I am trying to go get a massage once a month minimum, preferably every 2 weeks. My back is shit. I love a good massage, and they're worth the investment. That's where I like, listen, I will hand over fist money for a fucking massage. It's amazing. But that's a big thing, you know, and those big things, they're great when they happen, and they're wonderful. And I think massage has such a like lasting effect on me, the same way like boudoir has a lasting effect on women. I myself am even a product of that. I, you know, like boudoir has changed my life, and not shooting it, like actually being in the photos. So whatever it is that's like these big self-care things, they're awesome, y'all. They're fucking awesome. But that doesn't mean that the little things don't matter just as much. So I really want to like challenge you guys to think about that, and kind of just like whatever it is that's calling to you, whatever it is that you can do, do that. You know, if you get really stressed out when you come home to a messy house, let's try to take 10 minutes every day to clean. I'm so serious, guys. Just start small. It's okay. So yeah, that's part one of this little episode, because I do have a lot to talk about today. So if you took nothing else from these last like 15 minutes, I want you to take the fact that self-care is not supposed to be a luxury. It's a necessity. So whatever you're feeling, whatever you're like looking at yourself in right now as I'm saying all these words, just feel it, man. Feel it and recognize it, and then take the steps and do it. And don't think big, just think small. Think really, really, really small. And that's all you have to do. So now, speaking of thinking small, can we fucking talk about men? Because I am so sick of men. And I don't mean my husband, Tim, if you're listening, which you fucking better be, you're great. And I love you. And that's awesome. But also like, why the fuck are you like this? And not like you, but also like you. I don't, guys, listen. Okay, so I'm going to be speaking super heteronormative today. I'm going to be addressing you as if the person listening to this is a female who is interested in men. And if that's not the case, listen, I recognize there are gays in the world. There's a lot to it. Gender is a fucking construct, and I fucking, listen, I respect that. I respect it so much. But today, right here, for these next couple minutes, we're gonna talk about fucking men, and especially when they are with women, all right? So anyways, now that that's out of the way, every single day for the past month, there has been a post in my Facebook group asking to be hyped up because a girl sent a picture to her man and all he sent back was an emoji or a cool. So, god damn it, guys, listen. Can we please, please, please learn how to stop investing our fucking stock of self-worth in men's opinion about us? Why do we do this? I'm sure it's like because, you know, we're like raised to think that we are doing this for a man, and then the man is doing this for the women, and la da 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 da, and that's fine. But Jesus Christ, it's so fucking dumb. It's so dumb. Listen, my husband, he is a lot of things, and a wordsmith is not one of them. So when I send this motherfucker a nude, do you know what he says? Do you? Because I'm going to tell you. This motherfucker literally says, babe, don't send me nudes at work. And I'm like, bitch, listen, I know I did not just get down on all fours, set a fucking timer, find the best lighting in this goddamn house. There's a lot of light in this house. And listen, I found the best. I seeked it. I sought it. I found it. And I took a fucking picture of my goddamn ass. And I even filtered that shit just for you. I filtered this so that you would get a hard on at work because I love you. And this motherfucker says, babe, don't send me these at work. When the fuck else am I supposed to send them to you, Timothy? Tell me when. And honestly, like, I love him so much and it's just whatever, but that's such a dude thing, right? Like, we go out of our way to take these photos because, like, in our head, it's like, oh, man need boobs. I have boobs. I send boobs to man through phone. And these bitches are just like, thumbs up, babe. Wonderful tits. Gold star. So the reason that I'm addressing this is not to tell men to shape up because, listen, not going to happen. I hate to break it to you, but until men are systematically raised totally differently, and until therapy is just this widespread, wonderful thing, and until we all start fucking communicating better, it's not going to happen. But you know what we can control? Because we can't control our partner. You can tell him how you want him to react. And by all means, I hope that you have communication with your partner enough that they listen. But listen, what we can control right here, right now, is we can control the fact that we ride that high no matter what. So if you take these nudes and you're like, oh, girl, she looking good, and you send them to him, you keep that energy, girl. You keep thinking, oh, damn, she looking good. You keep saying it. You keep it. You do not care if he sends back a fucking, I don't know, like a troll doll. I don't give a fuck what he says back. He can't touch this feeling. I took these and I love them, and therefore they are great and they are fire. And it's not up like for negotiation. It's not something I'm willing to fucking compromise on. I look fire in these photos. And it's not even the fucking photos, guys. This goes for so much more than this. I'm talking so fast. I'm so heated. Okay, so like if you feel like you just did major fucking work on cleaning your house because it was a fucking mess and now it's clean and somebody makes you feel like it's dirty, mm-mm, sis, no. You keep that energy. You keep it. You keep it. You're proud of yourself. You don't care. You knew where it was. You know where it is, and you are proud of it. You don't give a shit what they say. Don't give a shit. Not one shit, not one shit, okay? If you take a fire selfie where you're like, oh, girl, she cute, cute, and you make that your profile picture on Facebook, mm-mm, doesn't matter. Girl, you walk into that room. You upload that photo with that big dick fucking energy. You know in your heart that that is fire. It is hot. It is wonderful. And the world is welcome to be seeing it. You do not look back and wonder how many likes you're going to get. You don't even let that shit into you. Seriously, stop. Like, we are killing ourselves to try to get people's reactions. And it sucks because technology has like given everybody this platform where now like we're able to kind of like feel like celebrities for a moment, you know? And that is a thing of good. Don't get me wrong. It's just also, we should not self-internalize something to make ourselves feel smaller. How silly of us, right? Like, ugh. Society really fucks us up, guys. And I know it's really hard to, like, I don't know, get out of your head a lot of times for everybody. So instead of getting out of your head, something that I super suggest is to get in your head. Control those thoughts. Like, you have to. You are the only fucking adult in your brain, and we can't let it run rampant, because if we do, it's gonna go bad. So you need to control your thoughts, and you need to lead with the thoughts that, like, I'm a fucking badass. This is wonderful. Like, you can't get to a point where you gotta get out of your head if you're so far in your head that it's awesome. And this isn't to be like egotistical or anything, I promise, because like there's a difference, you know? But I promise you it'll help. So listen, at the end of the day, all I'm trying to say is men fucking suck. And it's like this big systemic problem. And they suck, guys. Not all men. I get it. Whatever. If you're listening to this, Timothy, you're the exception. Blah, blah, blah. But they do, guys. They don't know what it's like to be raised a woman. And we don't know what it's like to be raised a man. Each person has these issues that society has really thrust upon us. And our parents and our parents' parents and our lack of parents and our traumas. Everything has like created these weird people that we are, and the way that we communicate with our partners is really hard when it comes to like what we expect back from people. And like the current social media society isn't helping anything, because you know, you see like this girl send her dude a picture and then he's like, ho, let me just run over to your house real quick. And that's not reality, you know, it's just a screenshot from somebody else's highlight reel. So all I'm saying is you gotta place in your own head the direction that something is going forever. Like, you guys, we have to be in control of these thoughts, because if you are a fucking powerhouse, nothing's gonna stop you. I promise. And that is almost concluding that segment. I'm just gonna use it to segue over to the other one. I need like a script written out, not just key points, because I get so rambly and awkward. So what I'm getting at is all of this leads me to manifestation and the law of attraction. So if you don't know what the law of attraction is, there's so much to this. And if you do know what the law of attraction is, listen, there's so much to this, and I'm trying to like water it down enough that somebody listening to this podcast will totally understand it. So just bear with me. Please don't judge it. I'm trying my best, and I know it'll be great. So I really believe in the power of my thoughts. I started working on my thoughts and manifesting because of a Reddit thread. I fell down this rabbit hole on Reddit years ago, years and years and years ago, about how your vibrations will attract a better life. And I was like, oh my God, I want that. And I sure fucking didn't apply it to my life at all. So then I met this girl who kind of taught me about the power of positive thinking. I never really understood it at the time, but I knew that it led back to that Reddit thread that I fell down. So then it went from the power of positive thinking to, as time went on, I ended up in this really bad relationship, like really, 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 really bad. And that was like the turning point for me. So because I recognized that I had been giving so much to him to like offer him a better life, and he still chose to only see the misery of his life. And I was like, oh, this is what they mean. Like, the power of positivity doesn't mean that you're always going to have. It means you're always going to be thankful. And God, wording this is so hard without like telling this big, deep backstory. So I guess let me backtrack a little bit. So I was in this relationship with this guy who was homeless, and he didn't have much. You know, he had a college degree, but no job. He'd just been let go of his job. He was like trying to stay sober. And I offered him a place to live. I offered him he could use my car. I offered him everything that I could. And he still, you know, was always complaining about how life is so hard for him. And it's just like, it's always hard for him. And he had this very like, woe is me mentality. And it never got better. And it started to bring me down with it. And I guess that's as deep into the story as I want to go, because I don't really want to like talk shit about anybody, because we all do have our challenges, you know, but it was a bad time for me. It was the wrong fit for me. And when we broke up, I realized like, wow, I have become so complacent to the misery, and I like stopped caring because somebody else's thoughts got into my head, you know, like they do. And it's so normal for it to happen. And I recognized in myself that like I lost that ambition. I lost like my positivity. So I started working on it, and I started working really hard. I really threw myself into positive thinking only, correcting my thoughts and working really hard on creating the life in my own head, and then just like manifesting it, if that makes sense. So I started saying like, I am a successful photographer. I am a wonderful mom. I do have time for all of this. Like, and I really like started letting go of the desire, because I was just determined that I would be living it. And at the time we were staying in a decent apartment. It wasn't great. Listen, I'm not gonna flex about it. But we were doing okay, and it was just my daughter and I. And I started saying like, you know, we're going to get a nicer place. We are going to find a happier life. We are going to do better. And it happened really quickly. I finally started like treating myself better. I sobered up. I don't like to talk very openly about my addiction, because it was a really dark time in my life, and I did have my child at the time, and she was very young, and I'm really thankful that I had family that was so helpful during that time, because my daughter never went without. And I was not as bad as a lot of people with addiction get, but that doesn't mean that my story isn't super fucked anyways. But I was sober. I was determined to stay sober, and I just did it. Like, I literally took my thoughts from, like, I'm struggling and it sucks, to I am overcoming all these obstacles. I am moving at magnificent speeds, and this is exactly the life that I want. And it just kind of fell into place, guys. It fell into place weirdly quickly, actually. I met my husband only a couple of months after this breakup with this guy. That it was a really messy breakup, and I was horrible. And I was sober then for about 5 months. 5 months when I met Timothy, I think. And I mean, here it's been like fucking 2 years and we're great. Gucci. And we moved very quickly after, 6 weeks after meeting my husband. So that would have been about 3.5 months after I started truly manifesting like a better reality. We moved out of this town and my business took off even more than it already had been, which was just such a blessing. And now I'm here. So, and I'm not where I want to be yet, guys. Listen, there's so many more goals to get to, but, let me like circle back. That's a little bit of my story on the power of positive thinking, but it's so much more than just like getting a husband and moving out. My story is just really fucked up, and maybe one day I should just like actually record an episode that's just like my life story, and maybe I'll do that next week because I feel like maybe you guys would like that. But yeah, so when you guys feel like you're ready to make a real change in your life, I really think you guys should start looking at the power of positive thinking, the law of attraction, and manifestation. Manifestation doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to manifest that I will get a cute husband, and it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to manifest that I am going to make $100 billion at my job without doing any change. Like, it's just not like that. You know, it's like manifestation is saying, you know, I am going to, I am going to spend more time with my children. And then the universe just kind of listens and it creates a path for you to be able to spend more time with your children. And it can totally mean financial things, guys. You literally can manifest a better financial reality for yourself. And y'all can call me a quack all you want, but listen, it's just the truth. It really, truly is. You can manifest that you are going to get a perfect job that will be a higher salary. And I promise you that if you truly bless and release the thoughts, and what I mean by that is like, if you truly think like, this is going to be my reality, this is my reality, scratch the going to, if you truly think this is my reality and then are completely able to let go of that, it's gonna happen. Listen, guys, the universe wants you to succeed. There is this huge, ridiculous, and insane amount of abundance in this whole big world that you're not supposed to be left out of it. It really is about like unlocking the potential that you have within you, if this makes sense. I'm sure that a lot of you guys are like not super spiritual. So I'm trying to not be all like, unlock your third eye and allow, you know, spirit to move you, because I get it. It's like hippy dippy and it's crunchy and it's weird. But I am telling you guys that there is fucking power within yourself. And if you're not unlocking it, that's fine. But if you want to, you fucking can. Nobody is stopping you. Nothing in this world is stopping you from living the dreams and the reality that you want to live, except for your damn self. And that is fucking, I don't know, the kids say cap, like no cap or whatever. That's right now. Yes, there's no cap. There's no hat in here. Mm-mm, not one. I'm telling you guys the truth. I'm here to tell you openly that if you think today, right now, let's play this game actually, okay? Today, I want you to think, there are so many apples, okay? Everywhere you look, you just see apples. And I want you to catch yourself all day thinking, gosh, there are just apples, an abundance of apples. I am seeing apples everywhere. And then I want you to see over the next couple days, how many times you just see fucking apples everywhere. And you can do anything. You can think purple butterflies. You can think fucking hummingbirds. You can think fucking monstera plants. I'm just looking around my house right now, trying to come up with something for you guys to think about, because it just works. I don't know why our thoughts change our surrounding. And I don't know if I'm like living in a computer simulation or if I'm like the only real person here. I don't fucking know why energy and my brain exist together. I don't know, man. I was falling down some weird fucking rabbit holes recently about like maybe the theory that like everything that I'm seeing is like a hallucination and like my brain is actually the only real thing. And we're just like these weird little energy particles that like happen to bump together to cause a brain. And like everything in life is just a like a veil. I don't fucking know, guys. It doesn't make sense to me. There's so much to it. I'm sitting here like rubbing my head because trying to say these things in words is so hard as just a normal person. So I really hope I didn't lose you guys so hard. And I promise I'm going to try to maybe do some more research and try to find like a cohesive way to talk about this. But it's hard because it's like it's just your thoughts. It's hard to explain it to you if you're not somebody that's already working on it. And it's hard to explain it if you don't believe in it. And that's okay if you don't. But I mean, it's kind of silly to doubt that your brain could change the world around you. Do not tell me that you don't walk into a room and a bunch of people are fighting and you feel that shit, right? Because I know you do. Listen, I don't care if you're the least empathetic person in this fucking podcast listening room. Like it's you can feel energy. It just happens. You can walk into like a really bougie restaurant and you feel a vibe. That's whether it's the aesthetic or the music or that smell of yummy tacos, like vibes exist. And that's I don't know, guys. It's hard to explain this, but I just feel like we need to talk about it more because like I said, there truly is there's no cap. There's no limit on what can happen in the world if we just create a better one for ourselves. And it's weird and it's a lot. And I really think everyone should listen to the Unfuck Your Brain podcast because she's great. She's really great. She's changed my life between her and the Law of Attraction Reddit thread. Also amazing. And fucking books galore. There's so many books on this, like the power of your like positive mind, and they'll all change your fucking life. Every last one of them will help you recognize that you are the one person that can make your life better. So I'm gonna wrap it up now because I feel like I'm just like yelling in crazy people rambles about all of this. And I really hope that I gave you guys something here because, you know, a little three-part episode's weird for me. I'm just trying to talk to you guys about things that are going to be relevant to you and help you guys out a lot. So, yeah, that's that. I love you guys. I hope you're loving the podcast. I'm really having fun. If you guys have topics that you want me to talk about, you should write me on Insta, my Bad and Booty Instagram page. It's at Bad and Booty, BOUDDIE. That's BADANDBOUDIEFW. And that's on the gram. So you guys should write me a message if you're loving the podcast and if you want like some more content, if you have ideas, something that you think I should talk about. And yeah, thanks for listening. If you guys have any advice on how I should do an intro, I would fucking love that. I'm so cringy. It's so bad. I don't know what to do. Maybe I need like a cute little like theme song. If anybody wants to help me write a theme song, that'd be really cool. But yeah, guys, I love you deeply and dearly. And I hope you guys have a super good day. And I'll manifest it for you. Bye.